Good morning. I'm Vince Lancey, and today's market rundown, we're going to talk about UBS. They have a nice report out in gold. We're going to excerpt that for you. And we're going to talk about swimming pools, tourists, and gold, if you can believe that. So let's get going. Okay. First off, well, let's look at the markets first, right? Let's see. What do we have here? I'll let you look at the gold chart there while we're doing that. The dollar is down four at 102.88. Bond yields are up slightly at 416.6. The S&P 500 is 51.80 spot seven. VIX is 13.82. Got s slammed yesterday. Gold 21.62, up $5. Silver 24.30, hanging in there, up 19 cents. That's good. Copper is up over 1% at 397.30. Bitcoin is up again, overcoming yet another slam. I said we would talk about that today, but I just want to just leave this with you because I have to flesh it out a little bit more. Bitcoin is being spoofed lower to be accumulated by whales. And it's the same thing they used to do with silver and gold. Unfortunately, they're buying it when it dips, but they're making it dip. Anyway, we'll come back to that another time. Platinum, palladium are both up. Palladium 1066, up over 2%, and platinum 933, up 1.45%. I don't know why palladium goes up. It's useless except for one thing. All right, crumbly, ugly metal. Oil is 78.73, up 60 cents. That will probably continue to happen. And natural gas is down 2% at 165. Okay, where are we? Oh yeah. Here we are. There's the homepage. We put out a lot of reports yesterday. And there's the CPI report that came in hot yesterday, and we kind of broke it down for people to understand. There's the weekly, which is very popular. And we're also throwing out mainstream media headline news. Anyway, moving on. The first thing we're going to talk about is a UBS report that I gave you a little bit of a heads up on yesterday. That was out March 11th, and we have access to it. The UBS CIO commented on gold, which is significant. Now, UBS is not a bullion bank per se, but they represent big money in Switzerland, and they do have a lot of gold interest. I mean, it's Switzerland, right? All right, so here we go. Here's an excerpt from the CIO, Chief Investment Officer. While we see potential for a pullback in gold in the near term, this does not mean the rally can't go further over the coming year. We see gold being supported by several trends, and they go into the trends. Anyway, that continues in premium. The bottom line on that report is, just to give you a quick summary, is the trends remain in place for gold to be constructive. Nobody knows why it's rallying right now, but they don't expect the pullback to be big, and everyone looks like they're going to be buying a dip. That's something that's out there. Everyone's saying that, not coincidentally. Okay, so everyone out of the pool. Yesterday's activity, well, we should take a big pause, right? So yesterday was $20 lower. What does that mean? All right, I'm going to try and give you some framework to understand what that means. And to do that, I'm going to use a chart, this chart by created by Goldfix founder, something that we look at. This chart, the gold or yellow line, that's the price action of the market. And the lower part of it is just pay attention to the red line for this. The red line is the open interest. You can ignore the green lines for now. So what you see there is you see on the top, you see the market. And on the bottom, you see the COMEX open interest, not the globe's open interest. And it's pricing GLD on the right quadrant, on the right axis. But this is gold basically. Now in the second one, we've identified a trend, and that trend is basically a correlation. And the red arrows show you that how gold normally acts. When gold goes up, open interest goes up. When gold goes down, open interest goes down. Now, why is that? Because gold is an investor market. Investors who put money into the market, or traders, let's call them traders, let's call most of them what they are. Traders put money into the market, the market goes up. Traders take money out of the market goes down. So it is, direction is largely driven by investment slash speculative price, which means it's relatively short-term based. These people are not taking delivery of the metal. These people are interested in making money day to day, week to week, maybe month to month at most. That's normal gold. Market goes up, open interest goes up. Market goes down, open interest goes down. Now, something changed, and Goldfix subscribers learned about it early. The mainstream media is still telling you they don't get it because that's their job. Something changed, and what changed started in, it started after October, but it wasn't in October itself. What changed was the market remained wide and violent, but still in a range for a time period up until, say, February 28th. And the open interest dove. So if the open interest has to go down when the market is going down and people are selling, that's why they're getting out. Why is the market not moving? Well, the market's not moving because the buying isn't United States based. The market's not moving because the buying isn't hot money based. The market's not moving because hedge funds are buying it. The market's not moving because, you know, your parents are buying it. The market's moving because someone not in the U.S. is buying it. Well, why is it going up if no one's buying it here? That's a good question, because they're not buying it there. They're buying it over the counter. They're buying in Shanghai. They're buying it in London. They're buying it in private transactions. And every time they buy it in those private transactions, the guys who sell it to them, they buy what they can on the COMEX, and the market goes up. For this time period of this green arrow, I believe, is the answer to why is gold going up. During this time frame, the marketplace was stable to higher, while American and European, I would assume, investors disinvested from the market, lost interest in it. So people were getting out of the pool, right? The water level wasn't going down. So what's going on? Well, somebody else is getting in the pool, and that somebody else is going to take delivery, and they've been taking delivery. And if you look at the COMEX inventories, I don't have that chart handy.